First of all, just to two introductory remarks about this passage from Shamshon Raphael Hirsch. First of all, Shamshon Raphael Hirsch, who's actually a favorite of Rabbi Wiener's, lived in the 19th century in Germany. He was a leader of German Orthodoxy. The Reform movement had gained some strength in Germany at the time. And Reb Shamshon Raphael Hirsch advocated very strongly for traditional observance and orthodoxy, and was the founder of what we call the Torah im Derech Eretz, based on the Mishnah Avos, Yafet Talmud Torah Shieshi Ma Derech Eretz, the idea of being open and benefiting from all of the knowledge which is available in general society, which of course is a major part of what we're trying to instill and inculcate in you here, and at the same time, all on the foundation of Torah. This is an incredibly important figure in modern Jewish history, number one. Number two, just specific to this passage, what makes this passage all the more striking, and I think you probably noted in your preparation just how important it was, what makes this passage all the more striking is really that Reb Shamshon Raphael Hirsch happens to disagree with the Ramban, and his ultimate view is much closer to that of Rashi and the Radak, that Avram did not in any way act in an ignoble fashion, that there weren't failures here. And that makes what he writes here, Lashitas HaRamban, all the more impressive. He says, you know, if a person is going to endorse the Ramban's perspective about this, then I would have to say the following. And this is really a classical essay. So let's read it together. And let's develop an appreciation for something which is so foundational to the study of Chumash, something that I'm sure you've imbibed here, and is implicit in the Ramban's approach, but no less in authority than Reb Shamshon Raphael Hirsch is stating it explicitly. There's much to wonder about here. Avram, of course, the first issue is how does he leave the land of Israel? After all, he was commanded, El Haaretz Asher Areka, is this proper? Hulo Batach Vashem, failure of Emuna, Hazanu Mefarnes Gam Ve'eretz Siya, who is capable of providing in a desolate and parched land. Yibinirin Advarim B'mabat Rishon, and in addition to that, Shehusi Kenet Shloma Musari Shalishto, that he was willing to put Sarai in great spiritual danger that she might succumb to the advances of Paro or any other Egyptian for that matter for his own benefit. And these, of course, are the two matters that the Ramban referred to in toto as Chata Avram Avinu Chet Gadol, albeit Bishgaga. But nonetheless, these were the two very issues that the Ramban had pointed out. Ahavias Ishto Atzadekes B'mechshol Avon Gam etzem yitziyaso min haaretz, as Ramban noted. V'inei afilu envi aden liyashiv eskolat mios afinu nelatznu ligzor kedas haRamban. Even if we would adopt the perspective of the Ramban, we would still be left with questions how Avram could have failed in such a dramatic way. And then he cites in the Ramban, V'dak yavram avinu chata chet gadol bishkago shevis ishto sadekes mepsulavon mimnei pachado pen yargu. Gam yitziyaso min haaretz shenistav elem mimnei harav avon asher chata. We noted at the time that maybe the Ramban is saying that the first mistake, in some sense, was even worse. Avon connotes an aspect of a deliberate performance. Avon b'mezid, chet b'shkaga. Harei ein b'cholzeh k'dei lahavi osano b'mevucha. Nonetheless, you know, despite all the questions that we could have, we shouldn't be in a state of being confounded or being perplexed. Ein haTorah matzigat k'dolei Yisrael. The Torah does not present the great figures of Israel, of course, Avram amongst them. Ki idealim b'tachlid hashlemut, as infallible and completely perfect. Ein hi ma'aliha adam. It does not, the Torah, present human beings as divine. V'eini omeres al ish, hinei lefanai ha'ideal, that here in front of me is the ideal. Be'adam zeh hafach ha'elohi le'adam. That here, you know, this person is like indeed, you know, a god. Bichlal, eini matziga es chayei shum adam kechayim ledugma lemofed. We're not supposed to, you know, look at a person and say that we can learn from every aspect of this person. Sure, eizu chacham alomei mikol adam. Sure, Shamshon Raphael Hirsch isn't denying the notion, this is just, you know, me talking, that uledav kabo hidavek b'tamidei chachamim. Nobody's saying that you can't learn a great deal from superior individuals from a spiritual perspective, but we don't have any truck with the notion that any person, even Avram Avinu, or as we'll see, even Moshe, as he gets to, is completely infallible. Bichlal, any matzigad chayishum adam kechayim adugma l'mofet l'man nilman v'menu ma'tov ma'yashar ma'naseh ma'lo naseh. Im ha'Torah rotza l'tzayir lanu dmut tenuchal l'umod midugmata, harei any matzigad ben adam shesodo me'afar v'efer, Ella Kadosh Baruch Hu Matzigat Atzmo Kedugma. V'hu Omer Habitu Elai Asu Kemaasai L'chu Bidrachai. Right, Kedoshim Tiyu. I would say Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. That our pole star and our lodestar and our model is indeed Hakadosh Baruch Hu Himself. V'halach the Bidrachav. The idea of imitating God. Mahu Rachu Mafata Rachu Mahu Chanun Mafata Chanun Mahu Mevaker Cholim Mahu Mavisharumim Mahu Menachim Avelim. All of these elements here. Chazal developed, that really is our moral touchstone and fabric. The olam al nomar, we shall never say maaseh zehu tov yasher shekein ploni almoni asaken. That if such and such a person did it, it must be okay. Torah inenu osef shel maasim tovim. The Torah is not some book of nice stories. He misaperet maasim shehayu. Lo mibnei shem maasim muftiim, ele mibnei shem maasim shehayu. The Torah tells us certain stories. Ein haTorah ma'alima et hashkiyot. The Torah makes no attempt to hide mistakes, hashkagot, errors, v'achulshot shel gedolei Yisrael, and even in a broader sense than isolated errors, but even the overall weaknesses that we might have amongst gedolei Yisrael. V'dafka yedei kach hi matbia al sipura et chotam ha'emet. And only through this can the Torah truly be considered honest. Remember, we were talking about the Ramban's essay just a little while ago about the intellectual honesty of the Torah. Better to omit the early life of Avraham Avinu than to present only his side of the story with his interlocutors who were pagan and orakastim. You wouldn't give only one side of the story. So Chasam HaShal Kadosh Baruch Hu Emes, the Gemara in Masechta Yoma that Reb Shamshon Rafael Hirsch is indeed appealing to. Ulam Lamito Shel Davar Yediat Chet Am Shel Gedol Yisrael. This is, I think, the most beautiful and elegant part. This does not lower their stature. This does not somehow diminish them in our eyes. But it makes them that much greater. This is a dramatic line, but he says, if you believe that Avram sinned, if you believe that Moshe sinned, that should make them even greater in your eyes. And he goes on to explain why. If they shined like the brightness of the firmament, the lower revav without any stain, v'shemetz pegam, or flaw, hainu sivurim, we would have thought shetivam shonem itivenu, that they had a different nature than us. They're simply made of different stuff. V'hu lemala mehesed yadenu, and what they achieved is simply beyond us. Lo tava lo mavak pnimi, for they had no desires or internal challenges. So if that were true, if they didn't have any desires, if they didn't have to struggle with anything, then the fact that they always did the right thing, is that impressive? No. They never experienced the desire to do the opposite. Right? They're more like human beings and celestial beings. They're less like human beings and more like angels and celestial beings. They didn't earn their fine characteristics. And they would serve no purpose to us as role models whatsoever. Says, take for example the humility of Moshe. About Moshe it said, right, b'chol beisi namanhu, lo chen avdi Moshe, b'chol beisi namanhu, v'ayish Moshe anamo, nikol adam asher al pnei adama. So you might say, okay, so Moshe was just born that way. What does that, have to do with all of us who struggle with feelings of egoism and narcissism and gava? So ilmala yadanu shu alo gam lichos, if we didn't know that Moshe could sometimes get angry and lose his patience, hayinu suvim shemidas anava, that it was simply part of the fabric of his being. And there was no way that we could learn anything from it. That critical scene at Mei Meriba, for which Moshe is punished, right? So because of that, we know that Moshe sometimes did lose patience. Sometimes he did get angry. But here, paraphrasing the Gemara and Megillah, point is that only by virtue of the fact that we know that Moshe did experience feelings of frustration, that Moshe did experience feelings of anger at times, the fact that the Torah could still say about him that he achieved a greater degree of humility than any other individual who ever walked the face of the earth, what does that tell us? That Moshe had to work for it. He had to struggle for it. Now, what's the greater role model? Somebody who's just perfect all the time because that's their nature? Or the one that does wonderful things the vast majority of the time, but has the occasional flaw? Clearly the latter. Because that speaks to us as regular people. Moshe acquired this character trait of humility with intensive effort, bishlita atzmit, through developing his discipline, uvidun atzmi, v'chulanu mitzuyin li'itamot elav, and then he can be a role model for us, shekein kulanu misugalim l'chach, because we can all work on this. As the Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Hey, that a person can't be a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, that's part of the tenets of our belief, but the Rambam says a person can be a Tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, or a Rasha like Yerubam ben Nevat. Okay? So, only because he struggled for it. So, you know, I would apply the same logic here to Avram. Avram was the greatest in terms of Emunah, and his Ben Adam L'Chaver was unsurpassed. But it becomes that much more impressive if sometimes he failed, if sometimes he put himself first in front of Sarai. In terms of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Sometimes he failed in terms of his emunah. And I think in the next story, we're going to appreciate how Avram engages in the process of tshuva. That's going to be my thesis, as we're going to talk about Vayilech L'Masa'av and Avram returning to the very places that he started. Torah doesn't just like to, you know, tell Lashon Hara. The whole point is the Torah tells us stories for which there is a punishment. It's not our job to read the Torah and say we're going to be the defense attorney for Moshe. We're going to be the defense attorney for Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They couldn't possibly have made a mistake. That is a simplistic and ultimately damaging way to learn the Torah. We should have unlimited reverence for these figures. Profound, unlimited reverence for these figures. And yet at the same time, we should be open to learning from their mistakes. Because if they made mistakes, that demonstrates that all the wonderful things that they did were earned. And that they are appropriate role models for us. They don't need our defense. They have no patience or tolerance at that. Torah is sealed in truth. And absolute truth and intellectual honesty was the foundational line, the point of departure for all of the great Mefarshei Torah, including the Rabban. Kol zeh, ilu ne'latzim be'emet lomar, k'dat Ramban, chata Avram Avinu chet gadol b'shkaga. He says, and all this is according to Ramban. Now, it happens to be that in this case, he didn't think that what Avram did was so bad. He happens to agree much closer with Rashi and Duck. But the point is that, you know, according to the Ramban, there's nothing wrong with saying Avram Avinu chata chet gadol b'shkaga, because that doesn't, again, diminish in any sense, in any shape or form, from the greatness of Avram, but it makes him a much more relevant role model for us, just like we could talk about, you know, Aaron's failure at the Egel HaZav, or Moshe Rabbeinu's failure at Mei Meriva, or Avram in this case, or we'll talk about later in Parshas Lech Lecha, the way that Sarai treats Hagar, Lishitas HaRamban, or David HaMelech's various failures in terms of his role as a parent, or with Bathsheba. We're not here to be, as Reb Shamshon Rafael Hirsch says, a defense attorney for the great figures of our Masorah. the great figures of Tanakh. Again, we always have to say it with reverence and with respect and an understanding. If the Torah is sharing a particular chait, it's because the Torah expects us and wants us to learn from people who really did have to work to acquire their remarkable stature. So with that, I will wish you a wonderful Shabbos.
It's a nice essay. Wish they taught everybody this in third grade, you know? People would get a lot more out of learning Chumash. No, yeah, it happens to be that in this specific case he disagrees with the Ramban, but he's saying that if you accept the Ramban's interpretation, you shouldn't think that this is somehow, you know, heresy. Yeah. Have a great Shabbos, guys.
I get it. What's your question?
I have a question. If there's a sin that Moshe commits or Aaron commits, yeah, and the whole point is that these were the greatest people, you know, that we had, and if they can make mistakes, then, you know, the point is that, you know, life is a spiritual struggle, and, you know, we can learn from them. It's relevant for our lives. Yeah. Thank you.
Does the Torah ever show somebody that doesn't make like a huge mistake?
There's a Gemara that talks about, you know,
how
people
the
who
are...
Yeah, you too.
But even if...
Going to them,